Welcome back to Girl Truth. Today's episode is part 5 in the series entitled Pressure Wounds.
Now, there is also, and I'm sure many people who are listening may be familiar with this, but the myth of the strong black woman. What does that mean to you? How do you feel about it? Is it harmful? Is it good, beneficial?
I would say that it depends on the person. Basically, it can be very harmful in terms of actually getting help. Because it's like, oh, I acknowledge that you have a difficulty, and it is so good on you to be dealing with that. You go, girl. Here's a high five. Because a black woman don't need no man. A black woman don't need no help. A black woman will get it done. You want to make rules about voting and stuff like that, that might make it harder for people to vote. Well, we know black women will still show up.
And how does ADHD work or not work with that myth of the strong black woman?
It completely is incompatible with it, which is an executive dysfunction disorder. So basically, I like to put it like this. Let's say you have 100 employees, right? They're all co-workers. They all have the same title. And you give them a project. And you might put the instructions somewhere, but don't assign anybody to be the leader. And then you wait. And then what'll probably happen is, like, the last day or so before the project absolutely positively has to be done, it won't be done. Nobody will be thinking about it. And so that last moment where everybody burning oil and burning the candle at both ends and scrambling and trying to figure out how to do it. That is what my brain is like for everything from brushing my teeth to making a doctor's appointment. Anything that requires like a manager in your brain saying, go do this because we got to get it done, or make sure you feed yourself. That manager is not there at all whatsoever.
And it's interesting that she used this manager example to explain what's going on in your mind. But what about spoon theory? You mentioned that to me in our conversations. Could you explain that to everyone else here?
Yes. Spoon theory comes from one woman's experience with, I believe it was lupus. I'm not 100% sure. And she was struggling to find a way to explain to her friend why she could do certain things one day, but maybe not the next. So they're in the restaurant, and she's struggling to come up with an explanation. And eventually she decides to, like, she starts grabbing all these spoons off the table and surrounding tables. And she hands them to her friend and she goes, congratulations, you have lupus. And then she says, if you want to take a shower, that's 3 spoons. So she goes to the friend's pile and she picks 3 spoons and she takes them away. You want to go to work? That's 5 spoons for work. That's 2 spoons to drive there or take the bus or however you get to work. And then as the pile is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, the woman starts to ask, well, what happens when I run out of spoons? How do I get what I need done if I don't have any spoons? And the woman's like, exactly. It doesn't get done. You don't have no spoons to do it with. And I kind of see spoons as like this metaphor for a mixture of like energy and also willpower. And like, depending on how tired you are, crap to give could also be considered to be an adequate. But sometimes I just don't have no spoons for dealing with the friend that broke up with her boyfriend for the 5th time. It also can help if you think of spoons as like a currency. So, I might have, for example, hygiene spoons, but not studying things, or vice versa. Like, I could have 5 American dollars, but if something costs 50 pesos, I'm good. There's no embassy around for exchange or whatnot. So that's also why you might have somebody that's like, I don't have no spoons to go visit somebody but I have spoons to clean my house.
Thank you for that explanation of spoon theory and also talking about the example using the manager. Very helpful for everyone else to look at these stories and to think differently about ADHD and even other different conditions that weigh on a person's energy throughout the day and their life. So thank you for that.
I was just going to say, I think it's important for even neurotypical people to know those examples, because from what I can understand, I'm guessing neurotypical people have spoons too. They just have a much bigger limit. It's like the difference between somebody making minimum wage and a CEO. They still have a finite amount of money. They can still run out. But the person with minimum wage will run out way sooner.
Now we're coming to the end. And we've talked about all these issues, whether it's proving a diagnosis, finding resources, the tax of having ADHD, suicide rates. What can everyone do to be supportive towards themselves and to others experiencing ADHD or any other condition that makes life seem a little bit harder sometimes?
Well, and I got this from my cousin. She passed last year, but what she taught me is I feel like it's something that literally anybody can do, whether you have a mental illness or not. It's basically removing prerequisites from accommodations.
Do you have any closing thoughts for us?
I would just say to question, not overly much, not too little, but to think harder about things. Sometimes you gotta ask yourself, what's the cost if I'm wrong? What is the cost if I'm yelling at this person for not going to sleep and telling them about how they won't be able to function in life if they don't start going to sleep at a reasonable time? What is the cost if they actually have a sleeping disorder and I'm yelling at them and there's nothing they can do about it? Mental illness will look different from person to person.
Thank you very much for this important information and sharing a bit of yourself and your story.
Thank you for letting me have a platform to talk about it. Baby, I believe it. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. We're done. Yeah. This season of Girl Truth is recorded virtually using the Anchor FM app. Nancy Gilliam is the producer. Adina Hill is the associate producer. And we are sponsored by the Evelore House. Want to learn more about the Evelore House? Visit us on the web at www.evelorehouse.org/girltruth.